bailout plan.
We're going to head into cyberspace and cyber spies. According to a new report by the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission, China is aggressively developing its power to wage cyber warfare by hacking computer systems of the U.S. government, defense companies, and businesses. It predicts the infiltration could disrupt American military and defense activities around the world. Joining us to talk more about this is Larry Wurtzel, chairman of the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission. Good morning and welcome, Larry.
Good morning, Adora. Thanks for calling.
So let's forget the trench coats and dark alleys, spies sneaking around online. What information was the report based on?
Time magazine did sort of an expose of this in 2005, but we've also, because of our congressional mandate, interviewed defense officials in the intelligence agency, and people from out of the computer security corporate community.
And what do you believe the Chinese government is stealing, and how do you know it's actually them?
Attribution is very difficult. The original attribution on this approach was in 2003 by an employee of Sandia National Labs, who was a network system manager and saw strange activity on his network. And he claims to have actually tracked it back to a server in Canton, China, and notified Army intelligence and the FBI. And then he became disgruntled and was unhappy with what he thought the progress should be, and finally revealed it to Time in 2005. But since then, that set of intrusions was called Titan Rain by the U.S. government, and they've been more forthcoming about it. The director of Central Intelligence Agency has testified in front of Congress about these things. The director of the FBI has testified in front of Congress about these things.
So what kind of things are being stolen?
Well, it's Army manuals or military manuals on how we intend to conduct operations. It's logistics data and how we support operations. It's technical data on how we produce defense systems or the capabilities of defense systems. The amount of data, at least the head of the Air Force Warfighting Integration Center, estimated it as twice the amount of the Library of Congress. 20 terabytes of information has been extracted.
Wow.
I'm wondering, Larry, though, is this a matter where the United States has exhibited a certain level of complacency, assuming a level of technological superiority that put encryption off the front burner? Or is China aggressively pursuing our technology in a kind of an arms race, match for match, our security measures, their countermeasures, and we're seeing the Chinese winning here?
Well, it's a classical espionage activity. China's more active at it than any other country, according to the FBI. It goes along with traditional espionage and economic espionage, and the Justice Department has had, I think, 8 or 10 convictions just this year for espionage emanating out of China. So they have a centrally directed plan, actually since 1986, to bring in technology that improves their national defense and their military, and at the same time improves their economy. And they're doing well at it.
And the Soviets had a similar program, but they were using more conventional methods. The Chinese have just sort of greased the skids with this digital component.
Well, I'm very familiar with that Russian program. We worked, or Soviet program. We worked well, our intelligence services, with the French on that, if you recall the history of it.
Sure.
But we didn't have an internet then. So what at one time was eavesdropping, electronic penetrations, monitoring of satellite communication or telephone conversations and traditional espionage has now turned into computer hacking.
Which you can be done from the comfort of your own home, I guess.
Anywhere, yeah.
Well, I assume that your report was essentially putting the entire government on notice. Clearly, they're aware of this. And what are they doing to combat it?
Well, we raised it first a couple of years ago. There have been interagency task forces in the intelligence community put together, both to detect these penetrations and to counter them. One of the things we're recommending, we're doing a classified report, but an unclassified recommendation of the classified report will be an improved education program out of our counterintelligence community for businesses and the public. But it's just a continuous effort by counterintelligence agencies to protect against these intrusions.
Larry Wurtzel, we appreciate your time this morning.
Well, thanks for having me on your show.
Larry Wurtzel is the chairman of the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission.
So you can be in John le Carré's novel just by sitting at home and booting up your computer.
Well, these days, all the characters are going to be sitting at home and booting up their computers.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.